All right, family. So we've been having some technical difficulties today, but it's all right. This is my third time recording this episode, but it's okay. 'Cause family, you're gonna get it. That tells me that this is something that is important and you need to hear. Okay. And so I normally go into my goodies and the spill and all of that, but we're gonna skip the goodies for this episode and circle back next time. And yes, I'm gonna go ahead with our intro and then we're gonna pray and we're gonna get right into this episode. Okay. All right. So welcome to the Daughter Podcast, a place that is dedicated to the total wellness of the total woman. My name is Samantha Grimes, and I'm a certified life coach and Christian counselor, a creator, and the CEO of Samantha Grimes Life Solutions, LLC, a wellness company that offers a variety of coaching and counseling services. If you are interested in one-on-one or group services, please head to our website at www.sgls.info. Once again, that's www.sgls.info, and we look forward to working with you. All right, family. Again, we're gonna skip our goodies. If you want to know what they are, basically, I share all the details of what's going on in the business and ways that you can participate and be a part of that. If that's joining our membership group, community, buying one of my books, booking with us, our wellness products, Pampered Beauty, anything in our in that family. Please feel free to head to our Instagram at Samantha Grimes TV and check that out. Or you can listen to a older episode where I go into all the details in every episode. So we're gonna just skip that for today because we need to get into this episode. All right, family. So boom, let's pray. All right, well, family, Father God, we love you so much. We honor you. We honor you as God Almighty. We honor you as powerful, as beautiful, as lovely, as worthy, as righteous, as magnificent, as amazing, as everything. And God, everything is you. Father, right now, we just invite the Spirit of God even the more into this podcast episode, knowing that you're already here, but ask that you just be with us, that you will lead us, that you will guide us. God, I pray over my own mouth, Father God. I pray, let every word that comes out of my mouth be your words and not my own. Let your Spirit rest upon me. Let the anointing of a coach and of a counselor rest upon my life. And let every word that comes out of my mouth, Father God, be of you. Let it minister, let it teach, let it pour, let it empower. I submit to you my notes. I submit to you the way in which that I like to do things. I submit to you my education. My style, my cleverness, whatever it may be, I submit it to you that you may use it for your glory. For you are the potter and I am the clay. I pray over every person listening, watching, or both, that God, that you are making their hearts conducive to receive, Father, and that this episode will impact them supernaturally. It'll give them the push that they need, Father God. It'll inspire them. And above all, it'll draw them back to you. Father, I pray that you get all the glory, all the praise, and all the honor, and that we all will come back into the greater revelation of how deeply we are loved by you. We honor you, we thank you, and decree and declare this will be so. And I come against all technical difficulties. I thank you that this episode will upload and people will be able to listen and fully enjoy without any hindrances. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen, amen. All right, family. So, yes. Today, we're talking about something that I think is incredibly important when it comes to kingdom entrepreneurship. And our title or our topic is putting yourself out there. Okay. Many of us, you're doing it, but you are doing just the bare minimum to say that you're doing it. You're doing just the bare minimum to say that you are doing it. And the problem with that is your business cannot advance that way. God does not get glory that way. You do not grow or build or develop that way. See, the Bible says trials and tribulations come to give us endurance, and endurance gives us strength of character. Okay. And so there are things that we are called to endure or called to experience that are meant to build us. See, as believers, we live a life where everything that happens, whether we like it or don't like it, it doesn't happen to us. It happens for us. And if I live a life where something is happening for me, I am robbing myself of what I'm meant to gain and receive and enjoy and be better because of by playing it safe. Family, you cannot play it safe in Kingdom entrepreneurship. It doesn't exist. I'm gonna say this. I don't know many things God calls us to do that are safe. Because if they're safe, how are we dependent on Him? How are we trusting Him? How are we seeing His goodness in the land of the living? How are we experiencing anything that we're supposed to experience with Him? What's the how? Explain to me the how, because I don't see it. I don't know. Like, no, putting yourself out there is an opportunity to say, God, I trust you. God, I offer this to you. And let me be honest with you. You know what putting yourself out there means or looks like for you. You know, especially when it comes to business, you know, maybe putting yourself out there is that you need to start creating content consistently. We're in a day and age where you cannot run a business of any kind and not be a content creator. One and one no longer equal two. Okay. You're going to have to become a content creator in order to have your business, right? Every major corporation, they've already made the shift. They have their own social media pages. They even have a whole new department of social media, people who run the social media of the business to keep people wanting to buy Dove soap, to keep people wanting to buy this brand of phone cases, to keep people wanting to buy these shoes or this brand of grapes, okay? It already exists. It's already happening. It's already moving. It's already going. And so I'm not saying become an influencer, okay? But as a creator, your job is to create content that is going to generate funds into your business. Or, you know, maybe you're not putting yourself out there with your clientele. Maybe you don't tell people what you do because you're afraid of how people will look or what they will think or the pressure that it'll put on you maybe to feel like you have to be perfect. But this is what you do. You know what I mean? Maybe God's been telling you it's time to hire people, but you don't want to put yourself out there because you don't know if you'll be a good boss or you don't know who to trust when it comes to hiring. But the problem with that is you don't get to see God in any of it. Let me tell you something. Our decisions are not based upon us all, everything being perfect and us always knowing what to do. Our decisions are based upon who is God. Can I trust Him? Can I depend on Him? Can I lean on Him? Right? It doesn't mean that you're not going to make mistakes. I'm not even going to sit here on this podcast and tell you that you may not necessarily hire the wrong person at some point. I don't know. But we have faith, okay, that if I trust in the Lord, that He's going to help me choose the right person. And that if it works out or doesn't work out, He's going to take care of me. He's going to take care of my business. There's something I'm going to gain from this because the Bible says God works all things together for the good of those that love the Lord and are called according to His purpose. And bigger than that, it'll teach me something that'll show me how to hire people. I made enough reels out there to the point where I've learned, hey, this type of content doesn't work. And it taught me and now I'm shifted. Or some people, the first time they trusted God, it worked out. So that's the part of the story that we don't focus on. We focus on the possibility of failure, the possibility of something not being successful, the possibility of feeling rejected, that we miss all the times where, what if it works out well? What if the God who loves you and is good causes this to work out in your favor? There are people who are famous in the social media arena and their first pieces of content, it probably wasn't all that great, but it went viral for whatever reason. And it was enough to boost their confidence to keep creating. And as they kept creating, they got better. So the Bible talks about, He would tell His men and women of God, go to a land that I will show you. Meaning you won't find out where you're going until you start walking. You won't find out until you start moving. You cannot play it safe. It's either God, and that's my first point, God or safety. God, let me hear you, or safety. God, the Father, or safety. Which one is it going to be? God or safety? Because here's the thing. With safety, you'll never get past where you've always been. You won't get to do anything worth doing. You won't have the peace because you know you're only being partially obedient. These are hard truths today. I know you may not be willing to move to hear this, but but this is, might be what you need to hear. Love may say you need to hear this. Lord, I made a post. Yeah, but you don't really post about it. You don't really talk about it. You don't tell anybody. You don't want to make a business card. You don't want to model. You don't want to put yourself out there. You don't want to sell yourself or sell your business. Because what if people feel this way? What if they don't like it? What if they feel like I'm doing too much? What if they feel... And all of that is the fear of man. And the Bible says the fear of man is a snare, but he who trusts in the Lord shall be safe. There is safety. I mean, a full-on safety net in trusting the Lord. Maybe you're putting yourself out there is doing more than what you think you're allowed to do in your business. Maybe there are multiple. I put myself on the chopping block. Listen, I have a wellness company, right? And coaching and counseling is the premier thing. But guess what? I teach people how to do their hair. Now, I can clearly see how that's a part of your wellness life and how beauty is a big part of wellness. But to somebody who doesn't have my mindset or does not think company or does not think brand, they're looking like, why you do that too? I don't understand. And that's okay. Is this what God's leading me to do? Is this what God has said? Oh, then that's it. I'm not taking a risk on people. I'm not even taking a risk on business. I'm taking a risk on God. I'm gambling on somebody who's not a gamble. I'm gambling on someone who is not a gamble, who will never, ever not be a gamble. Because he's God. He's God is always going to be a guarantee. He's always going to be a sure thing. Either this is going to work out in my favor or God is going to cause this to teach me something so that I am 10 times better. But either way, I'm going to be blessed. See, the Bible says the blessing of the Lord comes with no sorrow. None. There are people out there, they're blessed, but it's not the blessing of the Lord. It's the blessing of their own hands. It's the blessing of science, the blessing of a payoff. And guess what? They are dealing with the sorrows that come with it. They may not tell you about it. They may not act like it. It may not even be in their social media pictures and highlights, but best believe it's in there. And some things like to be quiet and eat. Say, oh, it ain't that bad. It ain't that bad until it's so far gone that the dog you were once walking is now the dog that's walking you. Okay. More like the puppy you were once walking is now the dog, the Great Dane. Okay. That's now walking you. But as believers, we get to do stuff and there's no sorrow. That's the decision you have to make if you really want to grow or to really move forward in business, God or safety. What if somebody doesn't think that I should be doing this? Okay. God or safety. What if somebody doesn't like it? God or safety. Guess what? Everybody's not going to like your business. Everybody's not going to be impressed with your business. Some people don't care. They only care about their problems. And if your business is not solving a problem in their life, they don't care. And guess what? To God, it is still a big deal. It is still important. It is still invaluable. It is still all of those things. God or safety? Guess what? Partial obedience is still disobedience, family. You may be in the business, have formed the LLC, put photos up, but you have not actually put yourself out there for someone to take you seriously. And for some of you, that's the reason why you haven't had the influx, because I can tell you don't take yourself seriously. You're still doing this like it's a hobby. You're still doing this like who cares? God's already talked to you about the vision and the strategy and the things you need to be doing and putting yourself out there. And it wasn't a booming voice. You just felt it in your Holy Ghost and you knew you needed to make the shift and make the pivot. But, ooh, I've never done that before. Ooh, this makes me nervous. Ooh, this makes me uncomfortable. That's not just the life of business. That's living with God. Because guess what? God doesn't ask you to do things that are safe, and he definitely don't ask you to do things that are cheap. Because man, it's like me having a wealthy God. Not like I have a wealthy God, but put it like this. It's like you having a silent partner and they are a trillionaire. But you know, you got them in their pocket. Whatever you need, they're going to provide, but you never use them. And then when you do use them, you only use them for cheap things. But they're like, but I'm a trillionaire. I won't even feel this. Why are you not using me to really do what you really want to do? That's how copy God is feeling. I've been the best silent partner that really ain't silent in your business. Why are you not really putting yourself out there? Why are you not really doing the things that you know you need to do to get where you want to go, to get where I've shown you that I've called you to? Meaning God has already made room and made space for you to be in this place. God or safety? God or safety? My next point is that you have to learn how to fail forward. Okay? God or safety? Okay? No, I'm sorry. We're talking about failing forward. I went back to the first point. Point number two is failing forward. There's a famous coach, her name is Lisa Nichols. I'm not really sure if she's a Christian or not, but she did talk about the concept of failing forward. And she talked about how often every time that she had a failure and she had a lot, or she got a no and she got a lot. I wanted to make this side note. You know, some of the biggest corporations in the world or people who are on levels that you desire to be in, they got more no's than you can imagine. They have more face fumbles than you can imagine. But also when they got wins, they got wins. They got wins. Okay? They got wins. So you have to let yourself fail forward. If this fails, if it doesn't work out. And mind you, as believers, we don't even fear failure, because with God, we're not failures. We don't fail with him. If God allows this to not work, that's the thing. God would have to allow something to not work out for you. And so if it doesn't work out for you, then there's something greater in it. So really, we don't deal with failure. Not for real. No. But if you do fail forward. Let it propel you forward. Let it cause you to become tenacious. Let it push you forward. Let it teach you the lesson that you need to learn. Don't let it knock you three steps back. Let it push you forward. A debt, something not working. Listen, there are restaurant owners that their full first restaurant went completely out of business. Now they have multiple restaurants and franchises. They learned from that season and didn't let it knock them out of the restaurant game. That's the mindset that you have to begin to develop. I'm not going to let this knock me out. I'm going to fail forward and I'm going to believe the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. I'm going to eat the fat of the land. I'm going to do it. I'm going to go for it. Fail forward, family. And my last point, when it comes to putting yourself out there, is that you have to declare war on fear. I mean, declare war. Fear of man, fear, it's a snare. It's meant to trap your sound, trap your life. And guess what? Your business has a sound. Your business, your kingdom business has a sound that the world needs to hear. Look at it like this. All this wouldn't even be a thing if what you do didn't matter or was not valuable or was not a heavyweight thing in the spirit. But it is. Your enemy is more convinced about your business than maybe you are. That needs to change. That switch has to happen. Declare war on fear. If it scares you, it might be God. I'm going to just be honest. If it scares you, it might be God. I can't tell you how many things God has told me to step out and do. And I'm just like, who? Lord, you're not talking to me. But he was. I found out later that he was talking to me. It was me the whole time. It was I. Okay? You got to declare war on fear. Okay? Declare war on fear and take the plunge. Take the step. Again, you're not taking a risk or taking that step just on air. It's not just you. And if it don't work out, it's just on you. No, it's you and God. the person who cannot make a mistake, the person with all the money in the world, the person who loves you more than anybody could ever love you, is doing this with you. And is going to be with you the entire time. He's never going to dip out and say, I got to take a phone call. No. He's going to be there with you the entire time. Okay? And it's the thing. You have to put yourself in a position to see his goodness. You have to put yourself in a position to be able to see his goodness. Sometimes, guys, like, I want to show you that I'm going to show up for you, but you got to show up first. I want to show you that I'm not going to play you, but you got to come to the date to find out that I showed up to the date. Riskin', it's, yeah. Listen, I say this with love, and I really feel this by the Spirit. Maybe some of you have had some negative experience in business. Maybe people have rejected you. Maybe people have hurt you, and it's been hard. And maybe you're going through healing. Maybe you're already healed. Maybe you've never been healed. But God is pushing you or leading you to do something else. He's safe. He is. He's safe. I'm not saying the world ain't gonna world. But sometimes God is calling you to believe him for something that maybe the first time you did it, you didn't actually believe him for. You didn't even think he was really gonna do it. And then you came and was like, see, this is what I thought. I knew I was going to be disappointed. I knew it wasn't going to work out. Well, I mean, yeah, that's what you thought. So God has challenged you to think differently, to believe differently. I encourage you, if you're having a hard time believing God, then begin to study scriptures about the ways and the nature of who God is. And as you study that, you begin to realize that's the person that I'm risking it all for. That's the person I'm stepping out with. That's the person that's gone. I'm putting myself out there. Yeah, people may not, okay, everybody does not think and feel the same way. These people are not your measuring stick. God is. So I want to leave you with that. I want to encourage you in your business. It's time to put yourself out there. Really be a business. Really. Maybe you've been doing it for years, but it's about to be the first day you've actually been in business. Do it and see if God does not show up and be God because you trusted him. All right, family. I love you guys. Talk soon.